I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The latest report from the U.S. Department of State says human trafficking in India spiked at least 25% last year. Raju Sharma with Christian Aid Mission says this is exactly why they're stepping in.
We are now assisting groups in neighborhoods that we call slums. And there where the children who don't have access to education are the ones who are higher at risk. So we are encouraging groups and assisting them so they would start school for these children.
These schools often use Christian curriculum and start conversations about the gospel. Currently, Christian Aid is looking for Rebecca homeschool materials. And if you're able to donate, we'll tell you how at missionnews.org. And you might be wondering what to do for your mom for Mother's Day. It's right around the corner. So would you consider a gift that not only honors your mom, but also helps another mother provide for her family? Donna Glass of India Partners shares Falema's story from India.
She's only 38. She's been widowed for 15 years. So she became a widow when she was 23. She already had two children, a son and a daughter. And her husband died from a heart attack.
Additionally, Falema had polio, meaning job opportunities were few. She did what she could to earn money, but it was never enough. So when she heard about India Partners Tailoring School, she took a chance. Find out what happened at missionnews.org. You'll also learn how you can support women like Falema and advance the gospel, all with a Mother's Day gift. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a free cookbook that helps you share the gospel just by cooking a meal. Get yours when you click the link at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.